Thanks, Kelly. I do have a couple of gentlemen in the studio this morning. We are talking Stanfest. Troy Greenkorn is here. Troy, what is your official title now?
I am the executive director.
Okay. Yeah. Alongside with Troy is Steve McIntyre. Steve, what is your official title?
I am the artistic director.
Okay, I'm going to get to you in a second. Troy, I'm going to come to you. You've been with the Stan Rogers Folk Festival for a very long time.
Yeah, it's this is year 27.
Mm-hmm.
We began planning in 1996, and the first festival was in 1997. And it seems like a lifetime ago. I think I was 25 at the time and didn't know what we didn't know.
And you, over the course of 27 years, you've learned multiple things. You've had to move the festival because of a hurricane. We've established what a world pandemic would do to the festival as well. And now everything sort of seems, I don't want to say this, quote unquote, normal again. Yes? No? Maybe?
Well, you know, the normal word is a tough one.
Okay, that's fair.
You know? Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, you know, I think when we started out, We assumed, you know, it would take us 2 or 3 years to get the hang of this event, and then it would be easy street from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that really hasn't been the experience. It's constantly been, you know, one challenge after another, be that weather. You know, we've had some challenges there. You know, even a global pandemic that took us down.
Yeah.
For 2 years. Didn't see that one coming.
I don't think anybody did.
You know, and here we are 26 years in.
Yeah.
And still making major changes and tweaks. This year, probably the biggest changes we've ever made year to year. So it's been a roller coaster all the way. You know, last year was, in some respects, the best and the worst. You know, last year we had the biggest year-over-year growth that we've ever had. You know, the biggest jump in attendance. The Alan Doyle concert was, you know, a huge success.
Yeah.
And then if people remember that weekend, most of the province was in a state of emergency with flooding and, you know, and actually for once, Canso had almost the best weather in the province. But it still wasn't great weather.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so here we are, you know, heading towards the 30th anniversary and making a major change in our format. You know, so each year you just look at what's the next right move.
And you've made a move this year by bringing this gentleman in to your fold, who has played the festival a couple of times, if not more than a few, two. So a couple. Steve's holding up two fingers. You can't see that on the radio, but he's holding up two fingers. Steve McIntyre is here. Steve, just move the mic to you a little bit there. You've taken on the role of artistic director. What exactly does that mean?
That means that I get to basically hire the acts that are coming in to perform and put together the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of keep an eye on the artwork that we use to represent the festival, you know, all things artistic, I suppose, you know.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing, yeah.
And is it a big difference that you see now as leading up to the festival than just going to it and being a performer?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. There's you know, you're literally hopping your car a couple hours before you're set to go to Canso.
True.
As a performer. This is a year-round year-round venture for us and the team, and so yeah, there's a major difference.
Now, when it comes to things changing a little bit, have you had an opportunity, Steve, to bring in new ideas? I guess I know there's something new going on with the Stan Rogers Folk Festival this year. You can talk about it if you want. Was this your idea? Whose idea was this roadshow?
I think it. You know, it was. It was probably mostly Troy's idea from the outset. It
Fair.
Was a bit of a, you know, we sort of presented with several options when the team met early for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of them was to adapt and grow. And so, you know, Troy kind of set on the idea of of taking some shows and scattering them out across Guysborough County. And what that ended up being is something that we're calling the Stan Rogers Folk Festival Roadshow.
Which means
that Stanfest has grown now from its normal, much-loved weekend camping festival into it's still that. But now we've added three more days, basically, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to be doing 8 different shows in 6 communities throughout Guysborough County.
Wow, that's a lot.
So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of planning and logistics. But it's a lot of love too. You know, it's a lot of inclusion and a lot of a lot of growth. There's a lot of great things that have come as a result of this, and we're really looking forward to it.
So when it comes to the poster, the Stan Rogers Folk Festival is set up for July 25th through 28th, which is Thursday through Sunday.
Right.
But the road show then starts on the 22nd, on the Monday?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a full week.
It's a full week now. You're going to need some vacation, folks. Visit us in Ganso for a full week.
Yes.
No better place to be.
Always a salesperson. I love that. That's why people are here. Last year was a big blow to the festival. At the beginning of the festival, when a video was presented by Bruce Guthrow, and consequently within the past year, we've lost Bruce, but Bruce continues to be part of this festival. Troy, can you touch on that for me?
Yeah, so every festival kind of has a home team.
Yeah.
And for us, Bruce was a big part of that team. He played all but 3
wow.
festivals over the years, with last year being one of them. And, you know, right down to the last minute, we hoped and he hoped that he would be well enough to perform.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks before, we just realized that wasn't possible. So we work with Bruce to, I guess really to bring the news to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was heartbreaking. You know, the team, we just carried such an extra weight of emotion last year. But at the same time, we were really honored that Bruce chose us and the festival to share the news. And there was just a tremendous bond over the years.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was a performer virtually every year, but constantly an ambassador, you know, on every stage, every festival he played. He had lots of great things to say about the festival. You know, he was kind of a talent scout over the years. Many times he'd call and say, "Hey, Troy, you need to hear this artist." And I remember him giving me a hot tip on this new country artist, Johnny Reed. You got to hear Johnny Reed.
Name sounds familiar.
You know, and that was so many times over the years we've gotten artists just before they,
yeah,
you know, just before it pops, and when they're still in our price range, you know. So
fair.
You know, so he was always a guy I could call with an idea, and
yeah,
you know, he'd give me the straight opinion on it.
Sounds like the first unofficial artistic director.
Well, you know, he was certainly a big advisor over the years. So I mean, we knew right away that we needed to do something special.
Yeah.
This year. You know, last year we did a big Thursday night concert on the main stage. It was a great success. So we decided this year our Thursday night concert would be a celebration of Bruce. So we've put together an incredible show. We've announced 9 artists, and there's all kinds of things, you know, surprises that will be part of.
There's still stuff coming?
There's still stuff coming in that show.
Can we get a scoop here on the Hawk this morning?
No, you know.
I don't even know.
Steve, you're the artistic director. How do you not know?
I'm just not even paying attention.
Okay.
When Troy says that, I'm just keeping that as a little surprise for me, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I'm not asking any questions.
Give me a scoop. I'm asking questions. This is my journalistic thing I have to do.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're just sort of starting to roll out in our initial promotions, we talked about a big after party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the concert, we're going to rock the rink.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows Bruce would know that the show doesn't end when the show ends. Mm-hmm. There's an after party.
Yeah.
And so.
And at that after party, Troy?
That after party is a great Cape Breton group. Pretty Archie is gonna rock the rink.
Is that a scoop for us right now?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Troy Greencore giving us a scoop on the Hawk. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. I can see the look of like buyer's remorse right now that you gave away the scoop. I appreciate it, Troy.
Hey, you heard it here.
Pretty Archie are awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
I've worked with them. They're great guys.
Yeah, and a first time at Stanfest.
Yeah,
so it'll be special.
That'll be cool. Stanfest, by the way, if you don't have tickets yet, tickets are available already. Where can you get tickets?
Stanfest.com is the place to go for yep. everything you need. Information on all the shows, tickets are all available there, camping, everything you need is there.
We are talking Stanfest this morning. That's Troy Greencorn. Steve McIntyre is with us as well. I'm Scotty O, by the way. And on stage at Stanfest this year is a big name. It's a huge name when it comes to a gentleman who has been a co-headliner of Blue Rodeo for multiple years. He's been on this show multiple times. Jim Cuddy. Tell me a little bit about where Jim came from and why he's on the Stanfest stage this year.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a no-brainer, you know, if you can get, if you're lucky enough to,
yeah.
to be able to get him, you know, on an available day, then you scoop him up. He really needs no introduction, Scott. He's mm-hmm. been one of Canada's most beloved performers for, oh, probably the better part of 40 years now, you know. And I feel like, in a sense, we all sort of grew up with Jim and his group.
100%.
You know, Blue Rodeo. He's as Canadian as Wayne Gretzky, you know, so. So we're thrilled.
Very true, Steve. Like, I never really put it out like that.
Well, it's certainly part of the fabric, you know. I think if you were doing a Canadian, a Canadiana crossword in the Chronicle Herald or something like
Cuddy
that.
Cuddy would be one of them.
He'd probably be a clue, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to have him. And his boy, Sam Polly's coming along, too. Sam
nice.
Polly and the Old Tomorrows will be at Stanfest this year.
I know he's been touring with both his sons for yeah. long, with Devin and with Sam.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We've got some real great Canadian content
mm-hmm.
this year, you know. And again, Stanfest.com would tell you more than I ever could. All of the details and information are there, but we're really looking forward to it. Our Friday night is CanCon 101.
Hit me with that Friday night lineup then.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yes, I am, because you just said the Friday night is going to be the one to be.
Well, again, we haven't really released this yet, so
maybe
here's another scoop.
Another scoop?
Another scoop. A couple names from Friday night.
Just call me Scott the Scoop, because I got all the scoop coming at you.
Yeah, of course, we got Cuddy. We just talked about Jim Cuddy.
Yep.
Local transplant now. Willie Stratton is going to be there.
Mm.
Just a big ball of fire, Willie.
Okay.
Tara Spencer's going to be there. Martin Kerr is going to be there. That's just a couple. I'm not going to give you the whole thing.
And that's all Friday?
That's all Friday.
All right. You can get more information at their website, stanfest.com. That's where you want to get all the information. Again, you're going to want to be in Canso July 25th through 28th, but the road show begins on the 22nd.
Yeah, and please do. I mean, make some time for that because, you driving through Guysborough County is just like, it's a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is gorgeous, and the people are amazing. And everybody's excited about this, you know. We've got shows in Guysborough, in Sherbrooke Village, Little Dover, in Canso itself. We've got shows in Charles Cove and Larry's River. Like, it's, you know, again, Stanfest.com will give you all of the details, but that is just a little glimpse of it. And it's going to be fantastic.
His name is Steve McIntyre. Before that, Troy Greencorn. I'm Scotty O. We're talking Stanfest this morning. Even got a scoop out of Troy. Love that. A little scoop out of Steve. Oh, it's a good morning. I thank you both for coming in this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Thanks, Scotty.